some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled that you're here because we've got a fantastic show today. Zoe Niklaus is back, and she's going to be taking your calls. We normally do a 60-minute show, and we never get everybody in, and we always have a ton of people saying, boy, I really would have liked to have talked to Zoe. And I'd say, well, you got to go to her website or, you know, call her up for a private appointment. And Zoe today said, you know, can we expand the show and give the listeners just a little bit more? And I said, of course, let's do this. So we're going to do a 90-minute show tonight. So get ready because we're going to knock your socks off. But she's also going to be talking about a different form of answering your questions tonight. I'm going to let her explain all of that in just a couple of minutes. And it's having to do with numerology. And I'm thrilled to learn more about this tonight. I think you will really enjoy the heck out of your time on the program tonight. Everybody who's called in and been screened, stay on the line because we will get to you tonight. But we're going to be doing an education piece with Zoe first. But before we do that, the roadmap of where we've been and where we're going this week, need to get through this real quick, and then we'll get on with the show. Monday, we had Amanda DeWarren live from Brisbane, Australia. She's a pet communicator, and she took listener calls and talked a little bit about what she did. And fascinating, because I've always wanted to have, well, I'm just going to call her a pet psychic, but I've always wanted to have a pet communicator on the show. Amanda was spectacular. I hope to have her back after the new year. Last night we had, well, she's so many things, but she goes by Reverend M.G. Blackstock. But Marie Blackstock was on the show last night talking about her new motivational book called Speak Your Truth. And I got an advanced copy of it, read through it yesterday, and we had a great time on the show. Tomorrow night we have artist Paul Richmond. He is a gallery artist. He's also an LGBT advocate in the community. And we'll be talking about his anti-bullying artwork and campaign that he has going on. I think he's back in Ohio. I know he's not local, so I think he's back in Ohio someplace. So tomorrow will be Paul Richmond. And then Friday, on the Friday Night Dance Party, we've got a special two-hour show starting at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with a guest out of Omaha, Nebraska, Mr. Scott Roth, with the band Western Electric. They have a brand-new album out called Death and Obligations. Now, if irony isn't just, you know, a killer here. So Scott emails me yesterday and he says, the band has kind of broken up. And I said, but Scott, you've got a brand new album out that you are doing a world premiere with me on Friday. And he goes, I know. The irony just kills me. But the band is broken up. It's time to move on. But I still want to promote the CD. So I'm telling you that because he's not listening tonight because he's working. And so I said, that's great. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. So Friday, we're going to hear the inside scoop from Scott Roth with a now-defunct band, Western Electric, with the world premiere, of all things, of their album, Death and Obligations. So hope you tune into that because that will be interesting because you know it's going to be just filled with all kinds of gossip. And that will be Friday starting at 6 p.m. And now, of course, without further ado, it's time to bring back the one, the only, Zoe Niklaus. Zoe, how are you?
Hi, Garrett. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah, I'm always excited to be here. It's always a wonderful audience, and people have all kinds of excellent questions. So, yeah.
And one of the reasons I'm really excited that you're here tonight, I always love the fact that you're trying to bring more and do more for the listeners and are always trying to be a value add to all things that you do. So number one, I'm bowing down to you right now and just extreme thanks for that. But you told me, you said, I want to do something with numerology this time. And, you know, it's a little different than what we've done in the past. And I said, I'm all for it. But I said, I don't really know a whole lot about it. So can you tell us about what numerology is and what books you're using, or do you have a favorite book on numerology that you've studied from?
Absolutely, yes. And I actually just finished posting the book title and the author in the chat room here. So the name of the book that I prefer to use, it's called Numerology, The Romance in Your Name. And the author of this, her name is Juno, J-U-N-O, Jordan. And what I love about Juno's format is this. She's very old school. She sort of takes it back to the beginning of time. I mean, she goes back to addressing Atlantis and how the science of numbers was used in Atlantis, how the numbers have been used through the Bible, how people's names changed through the Bible, and so on. So she visits numerology from a different kind of angle, again, the science of numbers angle. And what I like is that for every chapter she writes about, whether it's a person's birth force, their name, heart's desire, destiny, and so on, she also gives, she teaches a person how to figure up that particular number. And then she provides the little formula and following that, the description. So let's say, for example, someone's heart's desire adds up to a number 2. She gives a full definition for all these numbers. The numbers are categorized from numbers 1 through 9, and it doesn't go any more than that. So we have numbers 1 through 9. We then take the alphabet and we go in sequences of 9. So, of course, the first series of 9 would be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. And then you go back through and continue the next row and the next row if you wanted to make your own grid. But anyway, numerology is several things. For one, it brings forth the founder of numerology, the science of numerology, who was Pythagoras. For those who are in tune with the Ascended Masters, that would come out to be Master Kutumi, who is embodied and he is on this planet at this moment. But Pythagoras had spent some time in the temple way back when he was a little boy, and he focused on meditating, learning. Pythagoras is the person who defined that the world, that planet Earth, is a sphere, and that, you know, other planets in the universe are all spheres. Anyway, this highly intellectual kid. So anyway, he formulated and made exact his teachings under the name called Science of Numbers. Now, the science of numbers, again, correlates to the alphabet, to each letter of the alphabet, and everything brings forth its own vibration. Every number has its own vibration. So when we take a look at numbers, and tonight what we are focusing on is birth dates, that is called the birth force. So when we add up the numbers in our birth date, and we add everything up and we bring it down to a single digit. That's the beauty and magic of numerology. We add things up across the board, whatever that final number is, we add those two numbers together and bring it down to a single digit. Sounds complicated, but it's simple. So anyway, that will then define the person's divine blueprint. When we are born, and we have this thing called a birthday, and we add up those numbers, and we get the magic number, and it's going to be anywhere between numbers 1 through 9, of course. This then defines for us what our divine blueprint is for our lives, for ourselves, in this lifetime. So is that a lot of information right out of the gate?
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, it's, you know, when we do these types of things, and, you know, part of this is education, you know, I think all the listeners tonight are saying, well, you know, tell me what I need to know, because, you know, I want to get on with the show and, you know, figure out what is going on in my life. But understanding how you're getting that information, I think, is key for a lot of folks. So we, you know, so we can appreciate what you're sharing versus just saying, here's my birthday, okay, and just accepting out of, you know, blind faith that, you know, you're going to give us information that's, you know, relevant and helpful. So.
Right. Okay. So let's start with an example really quick. We're going to look at your birthday, and everyone who is listening, prior to the show, I had sent Garrett a message asking for his full birth name and his birth date so that we could do some work behind the scenes here and then present this information during the show. So regarding Garrett and his birth force number, and again, it's called birth force because this is a divine blueprint. This is what Garrett came into this life to do. He came out to what we would call a number seven, okay? So a number seven birth force basically means a person is scientific, thinking, observing, having an analytical mind. This one's rather humorous. I don't know that this is you, Garrett. It states that you are naturally reserved, thoughtful, silent, and selective. While you
none
like
of those.
And-
none of those sound like me. By the way, this is not rehearsed. Zoe and I didn't talk about this ahead of time, so this is all like, this is live radio. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm taking all kinds of notes.
So my guess is that your personality number, what number did we say you are? You're in number three. So your personality, a person's personality number, we arrive at that number by adding up all of the consonants in a person's name. And Garrett came out to a number three personality. Now, this sounds like you. The three is generally friendly, easy to talk to. Being of an artistic nature, the three likes to wear jewelry, fancy clothing, ribbons and bows. The number three should not overdress or wear extreme styles, but should be attractively dressed, pretty, and in good material. Does that sound relevant to you?
I'm going to tell you, that to me is also kind of a stretch here, Zoe, because I suppose maybe at different points in my life I wanted to wear Jordache jeans and be like, Brooke Shields or something like that. But most of the time I'm wearing, gym shorts and a tank top. I mean, tonight I dressed up for you. I'm wearing a hoodie, because it's
Woo!
A little bit colder here in Huntington Beach. But, unless it's something where I need to be, dressed up for the part, I try to be as casual as I possibly can nowadays. But I suppose that, but if you're talking about, fine threads or things like that, I do have a nice pair of jeans. So does that count?
They're not expensive, but
they're just nice.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
and fair enough. And then we have the heart's desire, who you want to be, where you want to go. You are ambitious. Routine can become a little bit of a bore to you if it's not interesting to you. You enjoy the unexpected and the exciting. That's far more stimulating. Travel is good for you. When you feel restless, take a trip, buy something new, or change something in your environment. How does that resonate with you?
We got a winner. That hits on all cylinders.
Isn't that funny? But
yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting.
All of that, I was like, okay, that totally sounds like me. Okay.
Yes, there's freedom in there, Garrett. Don't worry. We won't tell you what this means.
Okay.
So it's interesting. Again, with your birth force being a number seven, that would also say, because this does happen, where number one, we cannot change our birth date, obviously. Mm-hmm. So when a meaning does not resonate, it's also a sign of, okay, well, let's revisit this. Perhaps you love swinging around and playing in the right brain, all the freedom, all the creativity, the spur of the moment, communication, and so on. The number seven would say, okay, awesome, and so let's bring some balance in. Let's hone in and focus where focus needs to be had. Let's have detail where detail needs to be had. And, I'm aware that you're a musician, for example, and that definitely requires some honing in, some listening, creativity, but being very exacting. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Yes. And so, in a way, you already are enlisting a lot of the strengths of the number seven. So this being said, I'm just going to do a quick little rundown of numbers 1 through 9, what these numbers mean, little short one or two word things, okay?
Okay.
And for the listeners out there, if you like, go ahead and write this down. So first we have number 1. The vibration of number 1 means leader and pioneer. Number 2 is balance, and it's spiritual. Number 3, joy giver. Number 4, form and structure, laying the foundation. What do I need to do to build? What do I need to do to really do the work to make something solid? Number 5, we have transformation. We have change and short trips. Number 6 is family, people, duty, obligation, and responsibility. It's a great number, but not always the easiest number. Number 7 is spiritual, and it's also money, believe it or not. Then we have number 8. Number 8 is business, handling business of all kinds. And then finally, number 9. Number 9 is a very spiritual number. It's like bringing the circle of completion. This is the point in the ballgame where we say, okay, what do we need to do to complete this? It's magical. It's very spiritual. It's about brotherhood, and it's about how can all of us work together to make these things happen. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the general gist of how the vibrations go.
Okay, so can I ask a dumb question? So the vibration numbers, are they different from like the birth force numbers and all of that?
No, the numbers are all basically one and the same. Now, it does break down further, like, for example, when we look at a name, all of the vowels equal heart's desire. All of the consonants equals the personality number. All of the numbers together would come down to the general meaning, which for you, for your full name, first, middle, and last name, is a number 8. So your life in general, based upon your birth name, is focused on business and handling business. So again, reflect on what it is that you do, which is a multitude of things. You're handling business and you're kind of spinning plates all at the same time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it sure does.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a different way to not just read people, but it's a cool way for a person to look at their own selves, to, you know, add up all the numbers in the birth date, add up all the letters in their first, middle, and last name. It's also possible to do this with, your house number, with the kind of car you have. Whatever is around you, you can write that down, correlate the number to the letter, and figure out what does it boil down to, what's the bottom line. So, for example, what is just the house number of your street address, Garrett?
507.
Okay, so with 507, and this is how we do the numerology, we add this all up together. So 5 plus 0 is 5, okay? Then we go 5 plus 7 is 12, okay? And then we look at that number 12, and we say, okay, now we break it down to a single number. 1 plus 2 equals 3. So this means your house is a number 3. What does that mean? It means joy. It means you are a joy giver. For example, the radio programs, the music you generate, and so on. 3 is also an anchor. Like when we look at religion, we look at stuff like that, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and many other ways to look at the number 3, things and patterns happen in 3s. Anyway, so that's the energy or the vibration of your home. So you've chosen a place to be which supports you being joy and bringing joy, not just to yourself but to other people. And you're giving joy constantly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I totally love it. And it's funny because the house that I moved at before, and I'm not talking out of turn here, so it's not like this is a big secret, but I moved across the alley when my lease was up and I needed a place to move, blah, 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 blah. We'll just fast forward. But my old address is 508, and I moved to 507. And so if I look at 508, you know, if we do add all that together, that would have been a 4. And for form and structure, and it's like that totally makes sense for the time that I spent at that address.
Yes, and see, that can, a number 4 can mean a lot of work. And it's actually, you know, of course, sometimes it can feel like it's a pain. But the upside of it is that the 4 is the call to duty to ask you to get things in order, to get things organized. So did that reflect the activity when you were there under that house number?
Completely. And so that was funny because just as soon as you were saying the house I'm in now is, you know, it's a joy, I'm a joy giver. I take a look back at the 4 years that I was in that house and it was like, that was exactly what was taking place during that time.
Wow. And
crazy.
I just find it, isn't it crazy? It's just crazy, I think. And it's amazing too. Even to add up everything on your license plate number or the make of your car. It's just interesting to do the numerology on everything around you. It really is. Even the product you use, even a toothpaste name that you use. To do this on everything and to figure out what is the number vibration. In other words, what is the sacred geometry involved here? What is it bringing to me? What is it that I need to be aware of as this is proceeding? You know, what are my choices really adding up to, literally, you know? So it's an amazing thing. I taught a class last Friday, day long, 10 to 5. And I'm telling you what, my students were poopied out. In fact, they tried to talk me into, they defined for me when it was break time. All of a sudden, they would just split. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, they tried to sucker me into letting class out early. And I said, no, we are here for the full day. We are here up until 5 o'clock. And I said, why 5 o'clock? Well, the 5 is transformation. And I said, yes, that's correct. They wanted an afternoon break. They finally, they decided for me at 3:50 p.m. So 3 and 5 is 8. That's business. They're handling business. They needed a break. But yes. I mean, it's funny when you look at all of this. And so then I let them know, listen, be back here. And of course, they're pushing it. How about 4:15? I said, absolutely not. Be back here at 4:05. We've got a, what is that? Number 9. You know, almost like Sesame Street. Number 9. I said, magical, universal, bringing things to completion. You be here at 4:05 because when I start talking and you're not here, you're going to miss something. So it worked. And they were back and they got it. So it was amazing. But one more thing I'd like to expand on, because we are here today. It's the date of 11/11. And the numbers, I want to just briefly touch on what we call the master numbers. Master numbers are the double-digit numbers that where they're the same, 11, 33, 44, and so on. So the day for today, the original day for name for today was not Veterans Day, it was Armistice Day. And so it was the 11th month, the 11th day, and the 11th hour. And that's very unique. Number 11 means this. It has the will and determination of the two number ones, okay? So we have a number one and a number one. Will and determination. So in other words, in my little category, leader and leader, a one and a one. Then it supports the number two because 1 + 1 = 2. Therefore, it is much stronger than the 20, which has only the number two value. The number one gives the gentle number two courage, strength, and purpose. So, and then it's also, let me see here, the number 22 is considered the spiritual master number. And it's a spiritual master number in form. So the number 11 is the messenger, the spiritual messenger number. So I think it's important to honor the date today of 11-11. It is the spiritual messenger from all those who have served, who presently serve, who will serve in the future. I think it's a beautiful thing that the decision for Armistice Day was based upon the master number used not once, not twice, but three times. So I just find it fascinating and amazing. It's one of those little metaphysical things that gets me all excited.
Yeah. And you never would have known.
About it.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of other questions for you, but we've got a ton of people that have called in. Should we maybe take a question or two, and then we'll get back to some more questions? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're going to go with, and I'm just going in order tonight, folks, so there's no, you know, if you call in, I'll give you a secret code and you'll get in. We're just going top to bottom. So we're going to start with Trish, and Trish was born September 18th. 1960. Trish, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead.
Hey, Zoe. I know I'm a Life Path 7, and my personality number is a 99. And my question is, I seem to have the most difficulty in relationships with 7, and I would think that would be a natural match.
The 7, so well, again, we're going to answer this two different ways. So in relationship with the number 7, the number 7, believe it or not, prefers to isolate, okay? And then one thing I had not yet shared is this. The odd numbers are introvert numbers, and even numbers are extrovert numbers. So with the number 7, first of all, this is an introvert number. So one thing to consider in the future when meeting someone and or if you want to take a look at the friends around you, people around you, and you figure up their birth force number, are they introverts or are they extroverts? So secondly, the 7, again, it likes to isolate. It can mean a scientific mind, where it's possible and simple to get really locked into the details first that lead to the big picture. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then what you are looking at then is finding the balance with that. It's like, okay, I, number 7, birth force, prefer to be alone. I'm a little bit of an introvert. I like to operate within my comfort zone of how I define that. And then I will decide if I want to intermix with people or not. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that being said, then we'll answer it a different way. Keep all of these factors in mind. One of my favorite words, by the way, is awareness. So to gain this awareness of yourself, of your birth force, knowing you have a scientific mind, knowing you like to isolate, knowing you're kind of introverted, knowing that you're probably highly intellectual, maintain that awareness and also be forgiving. The 7 is also a very spiritual number. So everything you do really has to mean something to you and your soul, okay? And when it comes to connecting within a relationship, again, whether romantic, personal, friendships, etc., it ends up being a rather spiritual journey for you, deep, deep on the inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can happen for you is this, having this awareness, knowing where you need to go within you to find the balance, and to begin to strike a chord within yourself to say, okay, I'm going to take a little risk here. I'm going to do something a little bit extroverted this time around. Will you have a relationship and find one? Yes. And due to your scientific mind, the person, the individual will need to be at least an intellectual match for you. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and my last two relationships have been 7s.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. And it could also be, too, that there may have been too much likeness, right, versus the balance. Does that resonate?
I don't know. I mean, it actually seemed too much intenseness.
That would be a definite intenseness. Now, the number 9 personality is also all-inclusive. Do you like colors around you?
I do.
Excellent. Continue with that. It also states that number 9 personality is very magnetic, too. So you have an interesting play of 2 introverted numbers actually operating almost like extroverted. So it wouldn't surprise me that the next person you meet would be either a 3 or a 5 birth force. The 3 would anchor you. The 5 would be transformational for you. I don't really feel that you would end up with a number, an even numbered or extrovert number. It could almost be a bit too intimidating because you feel comfortable within your own zone. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. So it will happen for you. It'll happen sometime in the upcoming year, in the early part of the upcoming year. So you will meet someone, and it feels like you're very educated, and you're still going to attract that. And it also seems like you feel very good about yourself, too. So does all of that make sense to you?
It does.
Excellent. Excellent. And hopefully you gain some new information here.
I know, and I'll let you know if I meet a 3 or a 5.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that would be very stimulating for you, and it would definitely provide an interesting balance. I think for you, the 2 7s, lovely people. However, sometimes too many similarities can lead to other things. So, yeah,
okay.
You like a little bit of a balance, plus the colorful part of you needs more stimulation. A 5. The number 5 brings sort of a gypsy essence, a little bit of bohemian movement, transformation. That would help you as well. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Trish. Have a great night. Yeah, thank you. Good to hear from you. And our next caller is coming from Donna. And Donna was born April 22nd, 1954. Donna, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
How can I help you?
Well, I also would like to be in a relationship, and I wanted to know what you're seeing there for me with my number and all that.
Okay, so with your birth date, we come up with what we call the number 9 birth force. So first of all, the number 9, once again, universal, magical, brotherhood. That's the positive side of it. With all of the numbers and callers, please listen. Every number, we have the positive side. The book calls it the opposite side. The book refers to it as the negative side. I prefer to call it the awareness side. So we have the positive side and the awareness side. So the number 9 birth force, or actually number 9 by itself, can also mean that you may have a little bit of extra cleanup to do, okay? It may require a little bit more work than normal, and that's okay because sometimes, especially with relationships and when looking for a relationship, it can require a little bit of extra work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So with the number 9 birth force, I'll just run through a brief description here. It states that you are the philanthropic type. You have a deep feeling for mankind. You're not always able to live in this high state of consciousness, but you do get involved with your feelings, which is good, the awareness level you keep up. Your disposition is compassionate, generous, sympathetic, tolerant, and you have a wide range of feelings, a sensitive nature, and a very vivid imagination. When you express your natural compassion, you are capable of doing interesting and lasting work in this world, which could include art, philanthropy, religion, business. You are impressionable and broad-minded and eager to take on the responsibilities of life, but sometimes meet disappointment because you do not find the perfection you seek in others or in yourself. You are idealistic. You are romantic. You have a very striking personal magnetism. You love passionately. You feel deeply and passionately. How does that resonate with you? How does that description feel to you?
Well, I'm very sensitive. I'm very compassionate. I always think of other people. I'm very generous. And that part, I'm not a perfectionist. So onto myself or onto others, I don't think that I don't look for perfection in anything.
Okay. So if we look, and I'm getting to your question now in a different way. If we look at the number of years that you are presently in, we arrive at this by adding up your birth month and your birthday, and then we add that with the present year, not with your birth year, but with the present year. So presently we are in a number 8 year. We add up the 8 plus the 4 plus the 2 plus the 2, and we arrive at a number 7, a single digit of number 7. So this year for you in general has probably been a little bit slightly isolated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it means also that it's been time to do the inner workings of yourself, your personality, and so on. Also, perhaps you were getting your money in order, your finances, and so on. So that being said, October, it was the game changer. So number one, we had the huge vibrational shift on October the 10th.
Yeah.
And then secondly, for you personally, that began what we call a number 8 month for you. So last month, October for you would have been like a new beginning in terms of you handling your business. How do you handle your business, your personal affairs on all levels? This month for you is a number 9. So right now, you're kind of in a cycle of completion. You're finishing things up. You're probably feeling tired. It is Thanksgiving this month, so you've just got a lot going on. You've got to go in and complete a lot of different circles with friends and loved ones, okay? And then December for you is the number 1. So next month, we'll sort of start your new beginnings. And then come January 16, then we start a whole new year. So now you're going to start technically in number 8 year. So then January would actually be a number 9. This is just the pattern of the numerology. February for you is a number 1. So February means the canvas of your life is truly going to begin changing. March will be about balance. And then April begins the joy. So somewhere between April, of course, your birthday, yes.
And so
May is a number 4 month. You got to do a lot of work in the month of May, and then June is movement, transformation, and change. So somewhere between June and July, July is a 6, and 6 is also love. So somewhere between June and July of next year, the possibility of that is going to be even stronger. Why? Because there's movement. We have movement, we have bohemian, we have change. You're going to be required to step up your game. It's a number 8 year. And so next year is focusing on you, all aspects of you, how you handle your quote-unquote personal business. And so month number 5, month number 6 are going to be far more conducive for you to actually meet somebody. Make sense?
Yes, it does, yes.
Yeah, so relationship-wise, that's what you're looking at. And again, the focus for your year this coming year is going to be about you handling your business on all levels, personal, professional and otherwise, just staying on top of your game all the way around, and to prepare.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm preparing, and I kind of had a feeling that it was going to come in around April through June, you know, April, May, June. And I'm doing my homework now, and yeah, I eliminated all dairy, wheat, sugar from my diet, and I just feel wonderful. I feel 10 years younger.
Excellent.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. No, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, that was great. Wow, I really like that. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Donna. Thanks, Donna, for
Garrett.
The call. Thank you.
Thanks, Garrett.
We've got a couple of people that have asked questions on Facebook before the show started. I've also got a gentleman out of the Blog Talk chat room that asked for a reading earlier as well. So we have John Olson, and his birthday is January 18th, 1956. What can you tell us about John?
Well, let's see. First of all, I know this man.
Yay!
Okay, so let me see. We've got 2 × 1 = 2 + 5 = 7 + 6 = 13. Okay, so John was born. First of all, his birth force is a number 4, laying the foundation, form, and structure. So in John's life, part of the spiritual role that he has taken on is to help build and to help create a foundation, not just for himself, but for other people. So that being said, was there a specific question, or if you just wanted to know about his birth force?
I think it was just John, if you want to follow up on in the chat room here, now's your chance to let your question be known. Otherwise, we're just going to assume it's a general reading at this point. John's little icon looks like it's snoozing a little bit, so maybe if we go to another question, we can get back to him. So we want to go to, let's see here, we have Mr. Walter Newkirk, and Walter is born August 8th, 1954, and Walter, also, if you have a specific question, that would be great. Just send me a quick ping, and that will be great.
Okay, so with Walter, we'll do what we, and I see John's responded. Okay, so John's statement is in there.
It's a general,
So we'll get back to John in just one moment. But with Walter, what we have with Walter is this. We have a number 8 birth force. And what is fascinating about number 8 is that they are here in this world to do business. And so the explanation or the description is that you are the executive type, have splendid powers of organization, placing you among those who organize, coach, supervise, direct, and govern affairs at home and out in the world. Number 8 just have a natural knack of taking charge of things. They're very talented. They are the ones to put out on the front line of handling business. So that's the explanation of that. Now, if this is not happening for Walter, it means that he is likely on what I call the awareness side of things. So in other words, it would be time to take a close look or time to visit himself on a personal level, figure out where can the balance be brought in at. Does that make sense? With our birth forces, for example, I am a number 1 birth force. I'm a leader. I'm a pioneer. I'm not afraid to get out there and just say, okay, let me try this on. What's that look like? Okay. And I jump in with my whole body. I don't stick my toe in the water. I have to jump in and see how it feels. Now, it means that, you know, I will continue to move forward and stand in my truth and keep going. The awareness side of it is, to remember I'm not the only one on the planet. So anyway, so with the number 8, if he feels he is not operating on the business side of things, it is time to have a visit with himself and figure out, okay, what needs to be done here to bring this back into balance.
Here's his question. I think it probably ties into what you're saying. He says he'd like to know how his speaking engagements at colleges and libraries might pan out in 2016.
Okay. So let me take a quick look at that. So 7 plus 2016. 7, 9, 10, which is a 1 plus 6 is 7. Okay. Well, he's getting ready to go into a number 7 year. So, again, we touched on this briefly with a different caller. So number 7 is a few more things. Number 7 is highly intellectual. Number 7 means stepping out alone. Number 7 means he will have to be alone to do some of these things. Okay? It is spiritual. It is connectedness. So as long as he maintains, if he can grasp onto the fact that he is a number 8 birth force, things should happen rather easily for him. It's a matter of him just stepping out on a limb, going out, doing his speaking engagements. So with him embarking on a number 7 year, the way that translates is January will be number 8 for him. So right out of the gates in January, handling business. February will be a number 9. You know, finish up, matching up those circles. Where else can he go to? What else can be done? And bringing in the message of brotherhood through his personal messages to these people. March is a number 1 month. So March would then reflect a time of new beginnings once again. And so it sounds like from February to March, he will actually continue to schedule more engagements. April will be a number 2. That means balance. So April, springtime, will mean that he's got to bring these engagements into a healthier balance so that he doesn't get too overwhelmed. May will be a number, what would that be, a number 5? 4, I got lost in my numbers there. Anyway, is it a good thing? Yeah, he's a number 8 birth force. He's business to start with. As long as he can step up and own that part of it and proceed forward, a 7 for him would actually work well because the 7, again, brings in the scientific mind. It brings that high level of intelligence and the awareness. So what's nice with Walter and what makes this unique for him is the number 8 is an extrovert. He's going into an introverted year, an odd number year, and so that will provide a nice balance. And again, it's going to be him maintaining his awareness of what he is doing and how he is going about it. So, yeah, will it be successful? Absolutely, yes.
There we go. Thanks, Walter, for the question. And let's get back. We're going to take a couple more callers here, and then we've got some more folks in the Blog Talk chat room that have chimed in with their birth date, so hang tight, everybody, there. Our next live caller here on the telephone is Lori, and Lori was born October 14th, 1959, October 14th, 1959. Lori, you're live with Zoe.
Hello?
Oh, let's try this again. Lori, sorry about that. I'm trying to mute my line, Lori, and I muted you. Go ahead, please.
All right. Hello.
That doesn't quite work. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right.
Cool. Well, you are, so starting out of the gate, you are a number 3 birth force. Again, you're an introvert number. Number 3 actually means joy giver. It means that you are the creative type, good imagination, inspiring. You have deep emotional feelings. There is also a quieter side to your character because you are very sensitive. So far, does that resonate with you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what is the question that you would like to ask?
Well, I'm wondering if I'm ever going to have my own home.
Okay, so let me look at 2016. Okay, so I don't know how geared up or prepared you would be to do so. 2016 for you is a number 6 year, okay? Six means duty and responsibility. So if we, so going by those short words, when we start into the new year, it's, we start with one number ahead. So it's going to be a number 6 year for you. So January would be a number 7. So for you, that would be you reviewing your finances, being alone, isolating a little bit, trying to figure out what's what. You know, what's going to work, what's not going to work. February is number 8. February would be your business month. So, for example, that would be the soonest that you would be looking at getting into your own home is February. So does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever have money, though, finances.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then we have March, which is a 9. April is a 1. In April, yeah, and I guess this makes sense, too, because it's income tax month. You may want to think about consulting with an advisor or looking at other options for purchasing a home, looking at grants, things like that, you know, looking at what's available in your community there. So April would be great for that. May, June, July. August would also be good because August, I believe, would be a number 4 month, and that would be you laying the foundation. So starting in April, actually July, from April to July, do your homework. What else is possible? What other resources are out there? And do your homework. Figure that part of it out, which brings you into July again, like I say, at the number 4 month. So by July, you're going to have started a few of these things building, your resources, your awareness, the knowledge, look at the options, because it feels like sometimes it gets to be so overwhelming that you can't walk out the front door. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be important for you to reach outside yourself. The beauty of you going into a number 6 year, even though it does tend to be a bit more of a challenging year, is that it's an extrovert number. So the whole entire year is going to ask that you step outside of yourself and get out of your comfort zone and be an extrovert with this stuff. So with July as the number 4, November would then be the second number 8 year. So it is possible by a year from now you could be in your own home. However, it will require you to do the homework and to really take a tally of what's important and also have yourself educated on the resources, okay?
Okay.
So numerology speaking, is it possible to be in your home in a year? Absolutely, yes. It will require you to do the work. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you
for
your call, Lori.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Keep us posted.
Thank you.
That was kind of cool.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the pattern of the numbers and the definition and the vibration, there's a distinct pattern, and I just love it. I think it's fascinating. Yeah.
So can you tell me, is there a difference between just giving somebody a birth force number and a name combination, or, you know, when you're adding everything together, does that make a difference for folks?
Yeah, the primary, and so the reason I'm choosing birth force this evening is because, once again, birth dates can never change. That is who we are. It is our divine blueprint. This is who we came in as. Now, names. Yes, there is a vibration to names. You are a number 8 with your name, with your first, middle, and last name. You're a number 8. So like we said earlier, that means business, handling your business. And if we look at people, there's folks.
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Yeah.
Because you know the last digits of my home office line. Is that
I'd have to look it up.
I'm not giving out my phone number here tonight, so people don't get excited here. But the last four digits of my phone, my office line is 8888.
That's really fascinating, because if we look at four of the same number like that, we look at the vibration of the number, and then there's so many ways to look at this. We've got a master number on triple speed, basically. So with you, the 8 supports the 8 supports the 8 supports the 8. So 8 times 4 is 32, which is a 5. So the cool part about the last four numbers there is that the number 5 means movement and change and transformation. So with whatever the prefix is to the number, it's being supported by movement and change. So if we go back to your house number and look at how it impacted and affected you, and then we look at the last four digits here and understand that it's movement, change, bohemian, mainly it's movement and transformation, then think about it, right? So how did your life change not only when you moved from this house to this house, but now where the phone number may have remained the same, yet it generated transformation and change of a different kind. Does
completely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's. I will dominate the entire call tonight unless we get back to the callers that we have here. So it's because I can get an appointment with you and we can work out something at a different time. But we've got Matt and we've got Laura who are calling in, and we've got other folks that are chiming in the chat room too. So let's get back to the callers that we have. And our next caller is Matt. And Matt is born March 23rd, 1984. March 23rd, 1984. Matt, you're on with Zoe. Thanks for being patient.
Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I know that I'm a 3 life path, but I would love, you know, to get your insight into that. And I'm also calling because I would really like to make a big move, probably across country. I live in Maryland currently, and I'm wondering when the best time would be to make this move and where would be the best place to go.
Wow, okay. I'm having to grab another piece of paper because I've been writing incessantly here. So let me
do that.
Okay, so you're a number 3 life path / birth force. And so March 23rd. And I'm just looking at what it is in this current year. So 8, 11, 13, 17. So you're already in a number 8 year. Okay. So that's what 2015 is. So 2016 will then bring you a number 9 year, and January is a number 1. So in your number 1 month of January, that's when the new ideas and the new beginnings are going to begin for you. So the new thoughts, new ideas. Okay. February is balance, March is joy, April. So if we look at April of 2016 for you, that's going to be a number 4 month for you. So at that place in time, you're going to begin to lay the foundation. You're going to get your structure together. January, the research that you do in January will bring about a new level of awareness, some education. You thinking about, okay, where is it that I really do want to go? April, you're going to do more of the footwork to make that happen. May, it wouldn't surprise me if you decided to make a move in the month of May, because why? The number 5 is about movement, and it's about transformation and change. June is going to be number 6, which is duty, responsibility. So it's possible that it's like, okay, Here's the place I want to move into. There's a responsibility behind it. I got to get it going on here. July is a 7, and then August is an 8. So the number 8 months for you is you really handling your business. So if I were to look at these numbers right now, I would say that you're going to make a move somewhere between May and August. Does that make sense?
I've gotten that before, I think.
Okay. And then in terms of the move, location-wise, of course, I would always suggest astrocartography. I don't know if you've ever had, you probably had astrology readings and the location readings and stuff. But energetically, vibrationally, Matt, I see you moving. You're still going to be in a bigger area, like a bigger city area. It feels like you do some traveling. I'd almost be inclined to say, I don't know that you'd be content on the West Coast. It's a little bit slower pace. However, California is its own country. I love to say that to people.
I lived there once. It is.
Oh, it's its own entity. So it's like, woo, that is movement on its own by itself. So I'm not sure that you're quite up for that much movement, but if not, it wouldn't surprise me if you landed either in Arizona or Utah area, even though it seems dry, or even in the Great Lakes area. But to me, it seems like you need to be around more of a central city type hub so that you have options, yet you also enjoy being a recluse as well. When you want.
Yeah.
Your choice. Yeah.
That's so true. And I guess you don't see this move happening in 2015. Based on your numerology, it sounds like it's definitely going to take a little more time.
It'll take a little more time, but like I say, between January and April, that's when you're really going to buckle down, really do the research. April, you're really doing the work now. It's like, okay, you've now gathered your facts and information. You know what it looks like now. You've got your X's and O's in order. And then May, it wouldn't surprise me if you moved in May. Because number five is all about movement, transformation, and change. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk with you.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. And let's see. You know who we forgot about? We forgot about poor John in the chat room here.
I know.
Who was looking for his general reading. So let's go back to John. John was born January 18th, 1956, and he would like a general reading.
And we decided that he's a number four, birth four. Okay. So one thing with number four birth forces, they're very practical. They like to know what they're doing and why. They kind of don't like to take chances. They will, but they like to operate within the framework of knowing that they know what they know and feeling secure about it. Does that make sense? They like to feel sure. They like to have a nest egg, like to have a good sense of practical values. Very approachable personality-wise and in business capable of helping everyone. And again, because I'm familiar with John and I know who he is, that is what he does in his work. He helps everyone. And John, I hope you don't mind if I share this. He works inside of an elementary school, and it's wonderful. He works with these wonderful gifted children, and it's amazing how he helps to facilitate the spiritual development of these kids. It's amazing. Very hard worker, seems to do better when he's got a hard problem going on versus when things are easy. John does like to strategize and figure things out. He knows how to relax, but he's a little bit more intense than that. So moving forward, let's see here. We said his date was what, January 18th?
Yes.
Of 1956?
Okay. I've got to scroll back. January 18th, 1956.
Okay, yeah. The January 18th is actually more important. So at present, he's in a number, let's see here. He's been in a number 9 year this year, 2015. And so, again, number 9 means brotherhood, bringing things to completion. And it can be magical. It can also be a lot of work, a lot of work. So going into 2016, John then starts into a number one year, which is going to be great because he will finally get to start experiencing movement in his life. This year has probably felt sluggish, a little dry. What do we do? How do we do it? So out of the gates, January for him will be a number two, which is balance. So he's going to start the new year being asked to find the balance in his life, personally, professionally, on all levels. February is going to be a number three, which means joy. And so it'll be important in February for him to relax, enjoy life. March is a number four. He's going to be laying some more framework of some kind yet again. And then April will be number five, transformation change. So this upcoming year for John is a new beginning in a sense. And so for him, that's going to be very welcome and very much needed for him. And it will finally feel refreshing. John will finally feel like, okay, I know I can embrace these things. I know great things are coming in. Let me see. Let's see here. So January is a 2, February is 3, March is 4, April is 5, May is 6. So John can almost plan on meeting a special person in May of 16. The 6 is love. It's again, it's duty, responsibility, but it also means love. So it wouldn't surprise me if John finally met someone or finally fell into a nice, happy, positive relationship with someone. So that's what he can look forward to. And
that's kind of nice.
It is nice. And then by July, which would be a number 8, you'll have a good idea. August is number 9. And so the summer months for him will be life-changing in a sense, in a nice way. So, yeah, his life is going to lighten up. And he's got to remember that going into the number one year, got to be willing to embrace making the change, which I know he's ready for that. So that's what's going on for John. Yeah.
Right on. Well, let's do that. Yeah. And then our next caller is going to be Laura. Laura, you've been holding the longest here, and your birthday is October 1st, 1963. Laura, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. Well, I'm going to put Laura on hold for just a real quick second. Zoe, do you have a November special that you're offering listeners tonight? By the way, I forgot to ask you.
You know, and yes, I forgot to mention that. We're actually going to repeat our same special we had last month.
That was a great deal.
Wasn't it fun? $1 a minute, folks. $1 a minute. So you're not locked into having to buy 15-minute blocks of time or whatever. So it's Thanksgiving month, and I'm always thankful and grateful to be on this show and to be with all of you. So all the way through the end of this month, mention the Rated G Radio special, and it will be $1 a minute.
Well, just as a little sidebar testimonial, I did that with Zoe last month. Totally cool experience, and I absolutely loved every second of it, and I could not recommend that enough. I can't believe you're doing that again. It's like giving it away.
Yes, but you know what? It's here for a reason and a purpose, and again, I'm thankful and grateful for all of you, and you know what? I think everyone deserves to experience this and deserves to experience transformation. Folks are usually not prepared to experience a very diverse type of reading because it does incorporate both healing and a reading too. I'm not just a one-shot person. I incorporate a whole bunch of things all together. I am trained in certain things. I am certified with theta healing, with prana healing, with spiritual response therapy. I also work with very high energies. And for me, it's all about the healing. It's all about helping people to understand how they arrive where they're at, what can be done to change it, time, looking into the future and having a better look. The thing about it is, folks, when in doing the healing and the reading, healing is always done first because that changes the outlook. That changes the canvas of the course you're on in a positive way, especially when you're ready for the healing. It's amazing because after the healing, after the blocks are cleared up, that's all it is, we've got some yuck in the way, we get the yuck out of the way, then we revisit this picture. Is it going to look different? Absolutely, it's going to look different. So, yes, I would love to offer my special and give my special to you folks. Please go to my website, zoeniklaus.com, fill out the little form there that you see on the front, and, you know, mention that you've listened to this and that you would like the special, and we'll absolutely coordinate that.
That is a deal. Thank you for doing that. That's a great deal. Yay. Congratulations.
Yay.
You get a deal.
Yes.
Okay, so let's try to see if we can get Laura again here. Laura, let's try to bring you back on the line. October 1st, 1963 is your birthday. Laura, are you here? Maybe not. Well, if that's
maybe
the case,
no.
I'm going to put her on hold. We got some people in the chat room, including we've got Annette, who was born, let me go back here. Annette's born April 2nd, 1964. And she's looking at a whole life change starting with work. What can you tell Annette?
Okay, so first of all, so Annette's birth force or life path is a number 8, which again, number 8 is magical with this because it's business, business, business. So she makes it her business to handle her business. Now, let's see, what was her question again, please?
She's looking for a complete change in her life, starting with work.
Work, okay. So let's see, what number year is she currently in? Okay, so the year she's been in at present for 2015 has been a number 5. Again, number 5 means transformation, movement, change, almost having to be like a gypsy. And to be in a number 5 year, it can feel a little aggravating because it's almost like being in the wash cycle that never stops, right? And so this year, she probably has just experienced like the little puppy nipping at her heels all year long, even though we can go through and say, oh, this month was a number this and this month was a number that. She's probably feeling a little worn down and exhausted. So she's getting ready to go into a number 6 year. Now, a number 6 year, again, it's love, it's people, it's friendship, it's also duty, responsibility. So she's going to start January in a number 7 month. And again, a number 7 is money, it's spiritual. It also means that she may need to be alone a little bit to process things. February for her is going to be favorable. First of all, it's going to be a number 8 month, and she is a number 8 birth force. So for Annette, for the month of February, she's going to be able to grasp a better focus on what is it that she wants to do in her life, in her world, what needs to change. March is going to be number 9, which means she's going to be bringing things to completion. April is going to be a number one month. Number 1 month in a number 6 year. So her new ideas that she thought of back in February, in April, she's now going to take a look at this and implement, okay, this is what I need to do. I'm going to put my blinders on and I'm going to start walking forward and doing this. In May is a number 2. She's going to find her balance with that. Because this year she feels like she's been stuck in that constant paddle wheel, May of next year she will need to be able to find her balance, find her ground, and stick with it. June is going to be a number 3, which is joy giver. July's number 4. So she's going to be doing more work in July to make sure that this new idea, these ideas that she had in April are now going to be launched and implemented and put in place in July. because August means that, okay, now after the hard work, there's going to be some movement now, moving in that direction. So September is going to match the number of years she's in, which is the number 6, love, duty, responsibility. October is a 7, which she may go inward again, but then we have November as the number 8. So by this time next year for her, she will have worked through a lot of things. Again, her choice, we can't make her do it, as we can't make anyone else do it either. So anyway, that she will find herself in a different place this time next year, and by December of next year, she actually will feel satisfied that she's done this work. But she's got to understand it's going to take some work to get there. But she's ready for it, because with all that she's gone through, especially with her work, she's ready. February for her work, if we go back to February, that being a number 8 month for her, that would probably be a likely time where she would either get a promotion, change departments, or she may get an entirely different job altogether. Because in January, she's going to really review her financial structure and really make some decisions, and that's what will prompt her to move forward. So that being said, if she canvasses in February, if she doesn't have the new job yet, she would by April, which is the number 1 month, which means new beginnings.
Cool.
So there you go. Yeah.
Right on. It looks like we've got a couple other people in the chat room asking questions, so let's see if we can get those. The next one is Jade, and Jade was born February 15th, 1970, and she'd like to know about work and love.
Okay, let me see here. 13, 14. This is interesting. There's been a lot of number 7s tonight. So first of all, her birth force is a number 7. So again, we have an introverted number. We have a number that likes to be alone. We have a number that is of a scientific mind. Naturally reserved, thoughtful, silent, selective. She likes to be around people and be with them. However, also needs her downtime as well. So in terms of business, in terms of work for her, this is going to be different from the other callers. There is also a vocational suggestion for each of the birth forces, and this would also parallel you, Garrett, although I don't know that this is really you. All lines of business which call for calculation, analysis, that would be your music actually, fine deduction, scientific knowledge, technical ability, history, research, criminal investigation, all business requiring skill and specialized abilities, educational matters, medical field of law, also the occult, mystical, mysterious, music, pipe, organs, musical instruments, able to work with your hands, carvings, etchings, etc., bookkeeping, accounting, also wearing purple, brick, or pearl while working. Oh, there she is. She's in IT. Oh, okay, that's perfect for her. Okay, so Jade, your existing job, I'm just reading the notes here in the chat room. Okay. Yes. Okay. So it's going to be your choice, Jade, if you want to stay where you're at. But for you, for how you think, you are in perfect field. However, I do see you probably choosing to do something different. You'll be somewhat familiar with it, but there is a newer change coming. So, for the number of year that we're in right now, for you, 8, 6, 14, 16. So you're a number 7 birth force and in a number 7 year. So January means that you're going into a number 8 year. So next year is going to be the year for you to handle your business. So January would be a 9, which means finishing up. So as far as your work goes, you may decide that you know, you're going to have a review of that. February is a number one. So number one means new beginnings. So new beginnings could mean you just simply take on a different angle of learning at the job that you currently do, or again, you might be looking at a different department, or they might be looking at promoting you, putting you into a different position. So anyway, does it mean that you're going to drop the company you're with? No, not necessarily. Or the job? No, not necessarily. It's just a different angle of approach. So look at it that way. Change your perspective on that, and you can make it work for you. And in terms of relationship, let me see here. Let me just sketch out the year, March, April, May, June, July. So for next year, it looks like July would be the right kind of month, or be a good month for you to meet someone. It's a number six. And again, six is love, people, friendships, etc. And it's also romance. So somewhere between June, July, so for you, the summer month is going to be more conducive for you to meet someone. It's also possible for you to meet someone in April. Reason being, it's a number three month for you. Number three means what? Joy giver. So that would also, so mark your calendar for that one as well. Okay?
There we go. And we're going to try to get Laura again here. We're going to see if we can get her this time. Laura, are you there by chance?
Yeah, hi.
There we go. Laura's born October 1st, 1963. Laura, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Yes. And you are a number three birth force, so how can we help you with that?
I put in an offer today for a house, and I was wondering if you see me getting it.
Can you repeat that, please? The phone kind of cut out a little bit.
I put in an offer for a house today, and I wonder if you see me getting the house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see here. So 10-1, 8-9-10-2-1. So okay, so I just want to look at this year in general. So this has been a number one year for you. Lots and lots and lots of new beginnings. So October would be a 1, November is a 2, December is a 3. The offer on the house, based in numerology alone, this month for you in this number one year that you're in is a number two. Number two is balance. December for you is number three, which is joy giver. And so the offer on the house would most likely come through next month. Okay? It could be as soon as next month. So, yes. The energies to me feel good around that. It's possible also that you may hear something towards the very end of this month. It wouldn't surprise me if you heard something on the 30th of this month, actually. So anyway, keep that in mind. Now, let's say it goes into the new year. Let's say it just is this long, drug-out process. So 2016 for you is going to be a number two year, which is going to be all about balance. That'll be the theme for your year, which then means January is a number three. Again, three is joy giver. Three is your birth force or your life path. So if you don't hear something in December, you definitely hear something in January, although it doesn't feel like it's going to go out that far. Personally,
okay,
So will you get the house? Yes. It's going to be a timing issue. Also understand, I believe it's next month, we start into the retrograde Mercury thing. So that will delay things a little bit, which is probably why, if not December, then in January. Okay?
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for being here tonight. And we've got about 6 minutes left in the show. Real quick reminder, Zoe's got a November special. If you'd like to schedule a private session with her, it's a dollar a minute. You don't have to buy blocks of time or anything silly like that. It's just a dollar a minute. You can go to her website. There's a link on the show page here tonight. Just to click that, we make it very easy. It says visit Zoe's website to book a private session today by clicking here. Click that. You'll go right there. And just fill out your information. Tell her that you heard him on the radio and that you want the special, and she'll give it to you. Our next question comes from Eric out of the chat room here, and Eric was born July 22nd, 1972, and Eric would like to know about employment and money.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, just figuring up his birth force, which is in number 3. Which, again, is Joy Giver. I find it interesting. First of all, Eric was born on the 22nd, and we got to go back to the master number. So he chose to be born on a master number day, and the number 22 is a spiritual master number, meaning he can understand how the light of spirit is intensified, giving thought and feeling on levels of higher consciousness. So, and it's also about being practical as well and putting things into form and order. So just out of the gate with Eric, number 3, life path, joy giver, and yet he has to look at that number 22. So he's got a little bit more on his plate spiritually, per se. So that being said, it's easy for him to manifest things too. And if he has not yet got to know this part of himself, it's time. So let me see. I just want to figure out what number year he's presently in. So he's in a number 1 year. So this year for him has been a lot of new beginnings. So now take me back to what his question was, please.
Finances and money and employment.
Finances and money. Okay. All right. So let's see here. 3. Okay. So he's getting ready to go into a number 2 year for 2016. And that means January is a 3, February is a 4. So this is going to, let's see here. So February 4, Eric, is going to mean that he's really going to start doing the work in terms of finances, in terms of his job. He's going to really start laying the foundation. March is going to be a number 5 for him. That's the month that this is now going to be implemented. So the work he does between now and through the month of February is then going to lead into movement in March. So in April, we have a number 6, which is duty, responsibility, and with money. So the money will improve. I keep hearing him asking that. Yes, it will, because the month of May is a number 7. 7 is money. So, and then June is going to be a number 8. So it's sort of like there is a new job coming in, yes, just to answer that question. So in May, he's getting the money right, possibly the interviews, especially with March being that number 5, change in movement. June looks better. June is the number 8. Okay. So that is coming on for him. And then July, it's kind of like it's all sewn up because that's universal, number 9, bringing things to completion. And so then August is then a number 1 month, which is the new beginnings. So somewhere between... he's going to have to do a lot of work, but between February and August, it's highly possible that he will have now found a different job, got his money in order, got his finances in order in a brand new way, okay? And let's see, what other question did he have?
I think his main thing was, money and then employment. So I think that's a good answer, and that gives us about 30 seconds left in the show.
Oh, okay, well. Let's not forget the special, dollar a minute through the end of this month. Yes, absolutely.
And then make sure, everybody, you go and like her Facebook fan page. Click there, too, so you can stay up to date with all the cool things that Zoe is doing. And Zoe, I'm not sure, do we have you set for the, I think we've got one more show on Wednesday, December 9th. We're going to have you back. So we're going to have you back one more time for the rest of this year. It sounds crazy to say that already, but we're already at the end of the year. So everybody tune in December 9th, and we'll have Zoe back, and we'll have another fun episode with her at that point. So thank you for being here, everybody. Thanks, Zoe, for your time. And, again, go take advantage of that dollar a minute special. It is the life-changing, super, super cool. You will totally love it, and you can get her. You can stay on the phone with her all day if you want, but it's a dollar a minute. It's like a great deal. Please do it and do it for yourself. And we'll see you live tomorrow night with artist Paul Richmond. Zoe, thank you again.
Yes, thank you, Garrett. All right, bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.